The groups on duty today are Latin 9 and Santiago. Latin 9, go ahead, please.
Hola, amigos. Estoy muy emocionado.
Hello, friends.
Por estar haciendo este mensaje representando a la.
I feel very emotional.
Y a la decena de Santiago.
Now representing my 10, Latin 9, in Santiago. It's really very exciting. I remember being in the Congress, speaking before the World
Klee.
I'm very excited, but at that moment I was enveloped by the friends, so I had a lot of confidence, and I want to say that right now also I feel enveloped and protected by my 10. It's also part of the power that gathers us, that allows us to do this, to engage in this beautiful study, which is so important. And what we learned in the Congress, what we define as virtual doesn't exist anymore. What exists is this spiritual connection, a connection of such great love, and that's what we do in the tents, L'chaim, friends, together.
Como guerreros de la voz de América, llamamos a esta batalla del día de hoy.
As the fighters of America,
al clima mundial, a unirnos,
we are calling for today's war. We're calling the World Klee for us to meet. And our heart should be that of one man.
Con todas nuestras fuerzas. Para que la luz circundante,
we need to hear and fight with all of our forces so that the surrounding light will fill us up and will connect us in the whole world clear. And we will give forces to our teacher so that he will continue to give us inspiration and forces, and so that he will lead us on the path that leads to the end of correction. And it doesn't matter what efforts are required. It doesn't matter if it's evening or night, it doesn't matter. We have to give everything, because we are the vessels of bestowals that are passing the light of the world together in this lesson and forever up to death. L'chaim.
We'll read an excerpt from Rabash's letter 8. When they think about it, they see that at the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered in a certain place under a certain leader to be together. With superhuman courage, they face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit, and they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class fighters, fighting the war against the inclination to their last drop of blood. And their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name.
Grandes amigos, la pregunta para el taller es, ¿cómo entrego la fuerza a mi decena para ganar la guerra a la inclinación al mal? Para la
Dear friends, how do I give the strength to the ten in order to win the war of the inclination for the glory of His name? Repeating the question, how do I give strength to the ten in order to win the war of the inclination for the glory of His name? An active workshop question.
So how do I give power to the ten to defeat the war of the inclination for the glory of His name?
How do we give strength to the ten in order to win the war against the evil inclination? Through example, each one should show how much the goal, that is the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the friends, are important to him, and he has nothing in life besides that.
By not leaving, there's no one else besides him for a minute, for a moment. The Creator makes the war, the Creator makes us win the war. And you remind this to the friends internally and externally.
It's truly amazing how each individual by himself really can't do anything. And specifically through the force of the society, it becomes possible to do it, seemingly above human limitations. All of our efforts should be invested in a society, and you get it back through an extra reward, extra forces that a person cannot get by himself. It's just amazing how each one of us adds his exertion into the group, and then the group itself has its own power, and a person can borrow from their forces to work with. It's truly amazing.
The group is the hero. It asks for power for the ten. With the Creator, we are heroes.
The Creator exists in our inclusive one, and HaKolel, the inclusive one, can exist to the extent that we already see this state as it is now. And I feel like the friend who spoke in the Lechaim, that I'm engulfed in confidence, in a strong, united, connected ten that is truly made of one strong desire towards the goal.
The Kabbalists give us advice, so we help each other in our environment. We give each other uplifted spirits, confidence in the path, uplift the importance of the goal through acting, through envy, all those means we have to elevate the friends, elevate their importance of the goal.
By each one of us annulling towards the society, being included in the society, and together we want to reach the goal, and we increase the importance of the goal together. Whatever each one of us contributes, by giving strength to everyone, it's giving strength to everyone, which is at least tenfold than what each one can attain by himself in order to overcome his own ego. And really, each one is trying to overcome his own inclination, and we get his forces from one another. By connecting, the Creator really gives us the forces.
Yoav lo kan, az ani amshich.
It's not here, so I'll continue. It's exactly as the friends said. we take the prayers of the Kabbalists and we carry out all these tactics we have, personal example, we elevate the importance of the goal. Each one acts it out, but that's the act, right? It creates something real, this game. And from that we derive strength. Amen.
And we ask of the Creator that we will discover Him between us, bring Him between us into our connection so that He will help each one of us win this war. Doctor.
Yes, it's called a war, but it's the experience of life. It's everything that fills us, and we live for that goal. We need to give each other this experience, the path to the Creator.
Creator. Aquí están todas tus
Creator, we are here together in order to raise this prayer. We're grateful to you for having awoken us and having brought us to this connection. You were revealed inside of us. And we're also grateful to you for giving us everything for the sake of our development. And we ask of you to give us the reforming light so that we will be rewarded together with adhesion in you. L'chaim.